Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dairy Skim, High Ground Dairy's bite-sized podcast intended to give the dairy industry some flavor into recent reports or events that can impact global commodity pricing. Today, you are joined by Betty Burning, me, High Ground's contributing dairy economist. And let's get right into it. Let's talk about our bullish milk production report. USDA dropped January's milk production report at 2 p.m. Central Time today, and total milk production for the month was down 1.1% versus January 2023. This is the seventh consecutive month of a loss, and it's the largest year-over-year drop since January 2022, 2 years ago. The big decrease came as USDA revised cow numbers in 2023 lower, and pretty much in every month they took numbers down. So while December 2023's original print showed a herd size of 9.357 million cows, the number today was updated to 9.348 million head in December. January's cow numbers summed to 9.325 million head, and that's the lowest value since August 2019. And it's a change of 32,000 head from report to report, so pretty sizable. And the big revisions, I think, are what everybody's going to be talking about. Of the major milk-producing states, Idaho and Texas experienced sizable losses in milk production, down 2.1% and 3.9% respectively. Let's talk about Idaho first. Idaho milk per cow has been dragging for the last 6-7 months, and there's going to be some tough comparisons in the first half of 2024 because actually Idaho had very strong milk production during the first half of 2023. January's milk per cow in Idaho was the lowest for the month since 2019. Further, productivity in the second half of 2023 was pretty poor, as I already alluded to, with July to December decreasing against prior year, and September to December's milk per cow values down not only against 2022, but also 2021. The herd did grow in Idaho from 656,000 head to 667,000 head in 2023, so up 11,000 cows, and that did help to keep annual milk production totals there higher than in 2022. Okay, let's change course. We'll talk about Texas. So there was the tragic barn fire there last spring, and that loss of cows continues to drag milk production down there. The herd size has sat at 635,000 cows since June. And we actually expected when the barn fire happened that the numbers would recover, that cows would come back as there's new capacity coming online in that region and there's just cows needed to fill that. However, last summer there was extremely heavy culling and there's been very limited heifers, and that's made it very hard for the herd there to increase. In terms of milk production, quarter one 2023 was up nearly 5% across all the months compared to 2022. So what that means now in this year, 2024, we will see a few more months of year-on-year losses from Texas, and then we expect to start to see some improvement starting in April. Amongst some of the other top milk-producing states, California's milk production was down 0.1%, which was the smallest annual loss since January 2023, and milk per cow there actually increased. That's the first time that's happened since August 2022. Wisconsin, the number two dairy state, milk volumes there were up 0.9% in January on big increases in milk per cow. So those are the fast takeaways for now. I will be looking at the regional data in closer detail, and the team at High Ground will send out additional analysis either tonight or tomorrow. So stay tuned. Have a great night and take care.
Be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you're interested in receiving more information as well as our analysis, please visit highgrounddairy.com to request a free 30-day trial today. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.